The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we talk about things going on in the world and have the chance to talk with folks who have some things to hear that are worth hearing. I should say, to say that are worth hearing. And always, it's a lot more fun when you're here with us. Welcome aboard. I mentioned it in the outset of the first hour, seven reasons why we need to move beyond the church size debate. It's a piece by Tom Rainer, and it's at the Christian Post. As you know, Tom and his father, both great researchers, and he works with Lifeway, as I recall. He says it is predictable. He said anytime I write about dealing with church sizes, invariably some of the discussion degenerates into a debate about the best size church. In fact, he said it happened last week when I wrote some positive words about smaller churches. And he said it's happened in the past when I wrote positive things about mega churches. But I love how he argues this thing. He says we need all churches, all sizes of churches. We need more churches. It's not either or, it's both and. And he goes on to point out seven reasons why a debate on church size really is fruitless. I believe it's Eddie Gibbs who wrote a book called Leadership Next. I benefited from it a number of years ago. And not quoting him, of course, verbatim by any means, but as I recall, one of the illustrations that Eddie Gibbs used that I thought was very helpful to get a mental picture, he said, mega churches are like elephants. They're huge. You just can't ignore them. But he said, for every elephant, there are 1,000 fleas. And he talks about the thousands and thousands of small churches that are really part of the whole kingdom expression in a culture. And that although we can't miss the elephants, and they all have their purpose, the elephants serve a unique purpose different from the fleas, if you will. The bottom line, and I've used this in some leadership training with pastors, the bottom line is, if God, he said, if God calls you to build an elephant, go build an elephant. But if he calls you to build a flea, realize that's his plan and his direction for you as well. Don't evaluate one against the other as one being somehow lesser or greater. And this is really what Tom Rainer's arguing, I think. He says church health and church size are not the same. They're not synonymous. I love the way he puts it. He says there are many healthy small churches, and there are many healthy large and mega churches, and there are, and there are plenty of unhealthy churches of all sizes. Number two, he said conflict is not unique to a particular church size. Indeed, some level of conflict is in every church. Now, he notes that there are times when conflict is more visible in the smaller church. Of course, that's because everybody knows everybody. But that does not mean conflict isn't present and sometimes intense in the larger churches. Number three, categorical statements are harmful to the body of Christ. I love this. For example, the categorical statement all pastors of large churches care about are the numbers. Or if a small church was doing what it was supposed to do, it wouldn't be a small church. Such categorical statements are not good. They do no good. In fact, they harm. And I agree with Tom. He says, why should we even participate in such conversations? Number four in his point, the body of Christ is diverse, and that is good. In 1 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul lauds the diversity of the individual members of the body of Christ, and he says, similarly, there is diversity in congregations working for his glory. Some of those churches are small, some mid-sized, some large, and some are mega. Number five, the death of churches is not a function of church size. Obviously, a church gets smaller on its way to death, but that does not mean that church size is the cause of the death. It simply means the church is getting smaller as it approaches zero. Number six, faithfulness and obedience are mandated of all church members. Leave the numerical results to God. He may lead a church to become very large, or he may lead a church to be a standard-sized church in the community. Neither size is inherently good or inherently bad. And number seven, it would be wonderful if churches worked together as much as some churches often criticize others. I'm going to repeat that one. Number seven, it would be wonderful if churches worked together as much as some churches often criticize others. Our communities may be waiting to see if we churches can work together before the members of the community decide they even want us around. God, give us small churches, Tom Rainer prays. God, give us mid-sized churches. God, give us large and very large churches. They're all part of his plan. Let's stop criticizing each other and start working together. And then he says, bottom line, we may be surprised how God will then use us. It's a great piece. This one is at ChristianPost.com. Tom Rainer is the author of the piece, and I think it merits our walking through it for a few minutes. And as Eddie Gibbs said again in that wonderful book, Leadership Next, some years ago, whatever God calls you to do, calls you to build. If he calls you to build an elephant, mega church, go build it. If he calls you to build a flea, if you will, small church, medium-sized, whatever, go build that. Just do all for the glory of God and trust him with the results. Because in the end, I do believe this with all my heart, folks, when pastors and Christian leaders and church builders stand before God, God's not going to ask, how big a church did you build for me? He's going to ask, what kind of church did you build? One driven by love and compassion toward one another and toward the watching world? Or did you build something as a monument to your own ego? Interesting to consider ahead of time, I'd say. Stay with us. We're coming back with more here on the Don Crow Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and, of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
This is Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives recently passed legislation to raise the minimum wage from $7.50 to $15 nationwide. While that might sound good to some, the reality is that such an increase may put up to 3.7 million people out of work, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Particularly hard hit will be employees at small businesses, which are less likely to have the resources or profits to cover the proposed doubling of the minimum wage. While Democratic lawmakers had an opportunity to exempt the smallest of businesses from their bill, they declined to do so. The proposed increase in the minimum wage may also have the effect of hurting teenagers or those who may just be getting started in the workplace. Increasing the minimum wage may seem like a good idea, but like many of the ideas that progressive politicians are trumpeting, it's likely to do more harm than good. I'm Lon He Chen.
Alliance defending freedom, protecting religious liberty. Check the ad at townhallreview.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In a dream, Jesus revealed to Amal that he is the way and the truth and the life. So this young Israeli Arab bought a Bible to learn more about Jesus. But her mother discovered her Bible and burned it. And her older brother was so enraged by her faith that one day he smashed her head into a window. Her father also joined in to beat her. When Amal recovered, she enrolled in Bible college. Later, she returned home and led many of her siblings to Christ. But her older brother remains hostile. Yet Amal remains hopeful that one day her whole family will embrace Jesus. May God strengthen our resolve to love the lost.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association at this station.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. Thank some folks who've been giving to our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. Toll-free number for you to call is 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. And, of course, as always, you can give online. Go to WAVA.com, click on the Heart for Lebanon banner, or just enter the keyword heart. It'll get where you need to be. What we've been telling you is that we have 102 families that we want to help through Heart for Lebanon. We have agreed to partner with them and strengthen their hands as they really do the Lord's work in that war-torn area of the Middle East, Syria and Lebanon. And as we've been telling you time and again, upwards of 2 million, as I understand it, refugees have been driven out of Syria by the war, most of them not Christians when they leave, many of them, I don't know what percentage, a large, I'm sure, Muslim. And they're driven out by ISIS and by the awful forces of evil and war that have nothing to do with them personally, but show up at their houses and give them 15 minutes to get out or else. And so they literally their lives are turned totally upside down in a way that I can't even imagine. I've really tried to, in my mind, imagine what would it be like if you and your family, if I and my family, were comfortably in our homes, life as usual, and all of a sudden someone shows up at our door and gives that ultimatum at the end of an AK-47 or some other weapon. And we know they're not there to just intimidate, but they mean what they say. They'll kill us within minutes if we don't obey. And so the absolute pandemonium and panic that occurs in the children, think of your children, think of your own spouse, think of your family members, your loved ones, your neighbors, all of you being driven all of a sudden out of your home, a home perhaps in which you've lived your entire life. Some of those homes even going back generationally to other generations previous. And now it's all gone, and you have to literally flee with whatever you can take with you in your hands and on your back, you and your children, and only hope that you can make it across the border to Lebanon. And of course, as Tom Adama has said, and I repeat it because I love the way he says it, God never wastes a crisis. Now you could say, well, God could prevent all this. Of course he could prevent all the wars in the world in, well, as a friend of mine said one time, Don, he said, God could stop all wars in 24 hours, but he would have to stop men from thinking, from being thinking beings. And, of course, you understand, we are causal agents, as the philosophers tell us. We have the power of good and evil in our own hands, so to speak, in our own minds. We are agents of change. We are agents, free moral agents is one of the phrases we use. We have the power to choose. And for God to stop all wars, I added to my friend's comment, yes, he'd have to stop us from thinking, or he would have to stop us from making choices. And all the people who rail against God and say, why doesn't he fix this human condition? I wonder how many of them would be willing to give up their own personal volition, their own personal will, their own personal power to choose. I doubt any of us would. And so as a result, these innocent people are driven from their homes, driven into a situation that I don't ever want to have to experience, would never want any of my loved ones to have to experience. But as a matter of fact, many of our brothers and sisters are experiencing similar things all over the world now. We talk about it a lot here on the show, and we do it intentionally, by the way, to help raise the consciousness level of all of us to realize we are like an island of safety compared to the rest of the world. With all of our problems here in the U.S., we are people who are blessed of God with tranquility. And, you know, I go to bed at night and I don't worry about hearing the sounds of warfare and explosions and buildings near me blowing up. Pray to God it never happens. But that's how many of my brothers and sisters in Christ are living even today, and yours as well. So that's why we really zero in on things like Heart for Lebanon. Right smack in the middle of all this violence and death and loss, they are there ministering the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in tangible ways to these fleeing families, these refugee families. Now, you have done an outstanding job so far. You've taken care of 65 families of six so far in this current campaign with your gifts. But we still have 37 more specific families that need our help. And so that's why we're asking you to step in and do something. We're asking you to really make a difference. You can do it with a very modest gift of $29. And I've said it before, if you can only give $29 one time, you say, should I do that? Well, let me ask you. You'll take care of a family of six for a month. Is that worth something? Some of you have said, I could do a couple of months, $58. Others have said, I can do 4 months, $116 one-time gift. And, of course, we've said, however you can do it, whatever you can do, we need you to do it. If you can give a $348 one-time gift, that will take care of a family for an entire year. And a lot of you have done that as well. I want you to pick that phone up right now. Don't put it off if you're where you can make the call. say, well, yeah, I'll do it when I get home or whatever. But if you can do it right now, call 888-249-5222 and say, hey, I want to make a gift of, and fill in the blank. $116, $29, $58, $174, by the way, provides for a family for 6 months. Or if you can give that one-time gift of $348, that will take care of a family for an entire year. 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222. If you're near your computer, want to do it online, go to WAVA.com. You'll see the Heart for Lebanon banner, or just enter the keyword heart.
When we look at the Syrian crisis, it hurts us. It breaks our heart. But at the same time, we look at it as an advantage to see more followers of Jesus Christ. Now we are talking of hundreds of people are coming to the Christ through Heart for Lebanon ministry. In our Bible study sessions, we have average of 200 ladies are coming in a regular basis. In a small part of Lebanon, we have 48 ladies from a Muslim background are leaders, having small groups in their homes, studying the Word of God. We have men are coming every Friday at studying for 2 hours the Word of God, praying together, encourage each other, and also delivering the message to their kids, to their family members in different parts of the world. For example, we have Ammu Jalal. Ammu Jalal used to be a teacher in Syria. He used to be a principal of a school. Now he's discipling his kids who's living in Turkey in the other part of the world. Ammu Jalal has his own group in home, reading the Word of God, meditating, reflecting, and also empowering other leaders. These people will go back to Syria one day, and they will rebuild Syria. Heart for Lebanon is equipping them. Heart for Lebanon is preparing them to the future to lead.
Do you hear what's happening? Not only are these people coming to faith in Jesus Christ, not only are they being rescued from their horrific conditions and beginning to rebuild their lives in a very modest and basic way, but they are actually growing in their faith and growing into leadership roles, ready to be leaders for the Church of Jesus Christ in years to come, back in Syria itself. So the investment has a long-term ripple effect that's absolutely amazing. Would you make that call right now, 888-249-5222, or online at WAVA.com? Please do it now.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children, was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And Ellen's kids, like so many other refugee children, have responded to the gospel and received Christ as their Savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. A monthly investment of $29 will sustain hope for a refugee family of six by providing Christian education, food, and survival essentials. Please know this, when you give today, lives will be changed. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
Would you do that right now? Be as generous as you can. 888-249-5222. $116 one-time gift provides 4 months. $174 provides 6 months. A $348 one-time gift provides for an entire year for a family of six. $29 one-time gift will do it for a month, $58 for 2 months. Just take that figure and the one that is in your heart and the one that you know you would like to do. A beautiful time to do it is right now as we take this break. And this edition of the Don Crow Show being brought to you in part by our good friends at Heart for Lebanon, sponsoring this hour's edition of the show. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222 or online at our website, WAVA.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is my under-the-radar pick of the week? Well, it's the new documentary, Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable. It's an inspiring, emotional look at her journey into parenting and her continued endeavor to capture that monster wave. The surfing scenes are beautifully shot, and it's the perfect backdrop for this motivating story. You can check out my interview with Bethany and director Aaron Lieber at mungleshow.com. Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable, rated PG and a must-see for the entire family. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself. And the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why, at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible in one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio WAVA.
This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Trying to recover from an accident on DC 295 southbound right at East Capitol Street. You want to exercise some caution there. We've got delays from Eastern Avenue. Northbound also a bit of a slow go with delays over 15 minutes between 11th Street Bridge approaching Eastern Avenue. And as for the Beltway, trying to recover from an interloop accident in Cab and John area, your right shoulder is going to be blocked as you're approaching the Legion Bridge. You will be slow among congestion there.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. download the Credit Karma app now.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Shower in parts of the area early this evening. Otherwise, clouds breaking for some clearing tonight and cooler. Low 60 outside the Beltway, 66 in the district. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow. Pleasant, low humidity, high 84. Clear to partly cloudy and comfortable tomorrow night. Low 59 in outlying areas, 67 in the district. Mostly sunny Thursday, high 86. The AccuWeather forecast. This is meteorologist Bob Bars.
It's an ancient part of the world. Scripture has addressed it in so many different ways, all through the Old Testament especially. We know Syria. It's a name you recognize immediately. Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon comes to mind. All those beautiful images of Scripture, and yet that beautiful part of the world and people who've been there, certainly Tom has been there and Jack's been there, and I mentioned earlier my own executive assistant and her family, they ministered there. They all say what a beautiful area it is physically and so forth, and yet now being ripped apart by what we call the Syrian war. And Tom, it's a war that's been going on much longer than people realize, and you say there's no soon end in sight right
now. Yeah, it's been going on 8 years, and I don't see any resolution in sight. You've got over 100 groups fighting each other. You've got two major powers in the Middle East fighting each other over Syria. You got the biblical revelation of building a crescent over Israel, and that's being done here. If they lose Syria, that crescent goes away. A large part of it goes away. So you have all these things fighting for that one piece of property. And you have Satan fighting for it, and you have Jesus fighting for it. And that's where we come in, because we think we know that we're on the winning team. We've already won. But the people that we're ministering to don't know that yet. So think of this. If you're a 7, 8, 9-year-old, every 7, 8-year-old that you know of has a dream, something they want to do, something they want to accomplish, and they've been shattered. Dignity's been lost. Future has been, there's no hope. What would it look like if we could go in there, and we can, and provide for some physical needs, which helps us build trust and gives us a platform that we are representing Jesus well. You can't do one without the other, in my opinion. You have to do the humanitarian aid piece. We're not building dependency, because we've talked about it this hour. We're working with 2,000 families, average family of 6. 59% of them don't have a man in the house. It's women and children. Every one of those families is in desperate need of physical stuff, but also emotional and definitely spiritual. And so when we come in, we want to share with them that physical need, but we want to sit down and talk to them and have a conversation about their emotional need. And eventually they'll say to us, so why are you doing all this? You've never asked me for anything. The reason we're doing it is because we're driven by the compassionate heart of Jesus Christ to see your life changed, because he's changed my heart. And as soon as you say that, Don, they would say, who's Jesus? Glad you asked, because he's a personal friend of mine. In fact, I have a relationship with him. Is it a religion? No. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. It's all about it. In fact, I'll tell you an interesting story. At least I find it fascinating, because this lady would come to our Hope educational program every morning, wait outside the gate. And finally, our director came out after the second day and said, ma'am, your daughter's in school. She's fine. She'll get out at 2:30 this afternoon. You don't have to stand here. You can go home. She wouldn't leave. She did this day after day. Every day he'd come out. Every day she'd say the same thing. Every day he'd come out. A month later, she finally said to him, I expect my daughter to be thrown out, because in Syria she was so mean and so mad. And every day she wouldn't last an hour in school, and she's been there a whole month. I can't believe it. So I had the privilege of being in her tent. And she asked me, she said, they call me Uncle Tom for some strange reason. And she says, Uncle Tom, I don't know what you did to my daughter, because I expected her to be thrown out. And that's been over 2 months now, and she hasn't been thrown out. In fact, she's happy. She wants to go to school. She wants to learn. She wants to be part of Hope on Wheels. She wants to do all this stuff. I don't know what you did to my daughter. And without even thinking, her daughter said, Mom, I know. It's Jesus. He changed me. And Mom looked at me and said, Tom, Uncle Tom, can you go get Jesus and bring him here? I'd like to meet him. I said, he's right here, ma'am. He's right here. And that day I had the opportunity to lead that lady to faith in Jesus Christ. A little child will lead him. It's the value of a child. And that's why we put so much emphasis on reaching these children with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Doesn't happen, though, without your help today, folks. It does not happen without your help. You know, Heart for Lebanon is a nonprofit organization, a ministry that is dependent on people that not only pray for us, but also to give. And it's really simple to do this today. Phone call at 888-249-5222. That phone call will take you less than 4 minutes. 888-249-5222. I can't think of a better thing to do stuck in traffic on the Beltway, right? 888-249-5222. Or if you'd rather give online, maybe you're still at work, stuck there, and you think, I don't have time to make a phone call. You can do this in 90 seconds. Click on the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com. Every $29 a month helps provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival. And what it does is really provide the life change that Tom talked about. Make the call right now.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUCK for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code BUCK. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. They listed the house for $939, and we ended up getting $970. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club, sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent.
Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee Lebanon, but for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was wintertime, it was raining. His shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you know, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and they want to wear it, and finally his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was bleeding and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the Hope Center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with the difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister will come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he cut a electric wire and he kept on hitting them so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
Well, Mahmoud now is a totally different person. Mahmoud knew how much we loved him. He knew this place is like his home and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. The store will be always open for you. So he believed in that, and he kept on coming. Every morning we'll come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We pray together, we talk. And Mahmoud now, he became a volunteer. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to children that are in our centers.
Your monthly investment of just $29 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to refugees just like Manny and his family. Every month, you can sustain hope by helping us to provide Christian education, food, and survival essentials for hurting refugees. Your gift today changes lives.
I've never thought I will be able to come to Lebanon and learn violin. I thank the Lord for that.
The number to call is 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com. You know, Don, I had the privilege of being in that Hope Center, in that school with Denise and Manny. I actually recorded him playing the violin on my phone that day. Just an amazing story of what God has done in this little boy's life, taking someone who was so angry and then really transforming him. But I said to Denise that day, Don, I said, you know, I think I get this. I get it, right? You change a child, you can change a family. And she said, oh, Jack, it's way bigger than that. She said, you change a child, you can change his family. You change that family, you can change an entire community. You change the community, you can change a country. You change a country, you can change the world. And I went, okay, I get it. And we can change the world today, folks. I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. You know, Tom said it earlier, what, 5, 15 kids, whatever, recklessly sprayed some graffiti on a wall, and Assad went crazy. And Syria has never been the same. And that country, folks, all you have to do is Google this. That country is rubble right now. You know, we talked a lot about the misnomer of whether the Syrian war is over or it isn't. I can tell you it's not. There was still violence even last night that didn't make our news. But the point of the matter is that doesn't really matter. It's the effects of what has already happened in these 8 years. The effects are what Heart for Lebanon is dealing with every day. You know, 5 million people have been forced to flee the country of Lebanon. 500,000 people are dead. 2 million of these people are in Lebanon right now, living in absolutely desperate circumstances, looking for hope, the hope that can only be found in Jesus. And today, you may be the difference between them hearing about that hope or not. $29 a month will help provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for not one refugee child, not one refugee, but a family of six. That's just 98 cents a day. I have to wonder, Don, and I've been there to actually look at it, and I wish I could take an entire WAVA audience there with me. But I have to wonder if we walk down the street in the District of Columbia or somewhere in Virginia or Maryland tonight, and we saw a family of six sitting on the street, and you knew you could change their life for 98 cents a day. I wonder how many of us would walk the other way. You got an opportunity to do that right now. 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, a one-time generous gift of $116 takes care of 4 months. $348 takes care of this family for an entire year. Whatever God's telling you to do, make the call right now.
888-249-5222. Got it? 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House, with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area, and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their back. But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
This week, the Discover the Word group concludes their six-week focus on Paul's New Testament letter to the Galatians. And in reflecting on how meaningful this series has been, group member Elisa Morgan expresses the sentiment of the group.
It's changed me forever in how I think I'll read Galatians in the future.
Yeah, don't miss the conclusion of this study of Galatians and discover why it truly is all about grace this week on Discover the Word.
Weekday mornings at 6:15 on WAVA.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
I've been privileged to work with Heart for Lebanon and to go and visit and to see the work that they're doing on the ground with refugees in Lebanon, and I'm absolutely convinced that they're a strategic partner in the gospel and in opportunities to reach people that we've never dreamt of reaching before. They're an integral, beautiful, God-inspired, God-led movement, and I'm proud to be associated with them. I hope that you can see in your future a partnership with Heart for Lebanon.
That's author Danielle Strickland talking about her involvement with our ministry, Heart for Lebanon. We're very grateful for Danielle and for the opportunity to partner together. You can partner with her, with us right now at 888-249-5222. Every gift of $29 helps provide another month of Christian education, food, and survival essentials for a refugee family of six. 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com.
Tom, in this last couple of minutes, tell us about Wheels, Lebanon on Wheels, is it?
Hope on Wheels.
Maybe
it should be Lebanon on Wheels. I don't know.
Hope on Wheels. We just have probably a minute or a minute and a half. But tell us what that's about.
Well, a couple of years ago, we had our education program we've been doing all along with our 300 kids in our educational program. But my wife and I were in a refugee tent settlement in the Bekaa Valley. And I came out of that, and Camille was there with us. And I looked at Camille, and I said, Camille, what are we going to do for all these kids? There's nothing here. There's no organized play. There's nothing. They're throwing rocks and just beating up on each other because there's absolutely nothing. And there's hundreds of kids in each one of these tent settlements. And we work in 17 of them. What are we going to do? We don't have room in our education. So we came up with what I call is the good humor truck. Best way to describe it is, remember when the Good Humor truck came to our town and rang the bell and all his kids go running out and we join the truck and have fun? Well, we come to the tent settlement and we ring the bell and we pull out the stage off the truck and we do sports and we use backyard Bible clubs and we use puppets and we teach health and hygiene training. We do character traits, leadership training, and blow-ups and a whole lot of fun with all these kids. Every month, over 1,300 kids every month are involved in Hope on Wheels. It's one of the most fabulous programs. A consistent basis going from camp to camp to camp to reach young people to have fun, to reach them to have purpose, to reach them to dream, all because we reach them with the love of Jesus Christ.
Folks, it's a well-developed ministry, as you can hear if you've been listening over the last hour. And there's so much more we're going to be sharing as we continue this campaign. Bottom line is, What are you going to do about it? You know, I've often said it's one thing to feel badly. There's plenty of room in the Gospels for emotion. Jesus wept over the needs of Jerusalem. He wept at Lazarus' tomb. But if you just feel badly, you haven't changed anything. Let's translate that feelings into action. 888-249-5222. Online at WAVA.com. Thanks for doing something right now.
Number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is Godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting Godvine.com.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changes.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.